Final check off.
Okay, go.
Exercise books.
Check.
Pen and pencil.
Check.
Socks in your shoes.
Check and check.
Lunch kit.
Mommy, this is high school. Hot girl don't carry lunch kit though.
Okay, fine. But promise me you'll take your igloo with you to keep yourself hydrated. Bianca?
Okay, fine, I'll bring it.
I promise you, you're going to need it.
I hope it matches my school bag.
New year, new gear.
Parents and students are counting down the days till the start of the new school year, anticipating the excitement and new adventures it will bring. As part of final preparations, the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is reminding parents that mental prepping is a key part of the process, especially for students starting a new school. Communication specialist for the CAC, Dorothy Campbell, says parents have the responsibility of easing children into the new September routine.
Get into their minds and get them mentally prepared for all the things that they will be confronting when they're out there. Teach them how to cross the road. Teach them how to associate with other children, select their friends, travel in groups when they're about to go on the road to take public transportation. Do not walk alone. Be on time. Be respectful. Ask questions. Don't pretend that you know the answers.
Proper use of the road is not always common knowledge. Teach students how to walk and where to walk. Advise them that using mobile devices while traveling decreases their vigilance and could make them a target for thieves. If you are able, accompany them on the new school route for a couple days until they get used to the journey.
Hot girl don't carry lunch kit though.
Students like Bianca can be a bit apprehensive about traveling with an igloo to high school. Help them understand that it is a common practice and they will need to stay hydrated, especially after PE class.
It's very hot, extremely hot, so advise them to rehydrate. Drink lots of water instead of sugary drinks and ensure that they have something substantial, whether it is a proper nutritious meal from home that they can package in their bags, or for the younger ones, ensure that you pack in their coolers enough water so they can rehydrate.
And avoid giving them salty and sugary foods, which can make children lethargic and sleepy in the classroom. Schools will be conducting orientation sessions throughout this week and part of next week. No matter your child's age or grade, make an effort to attend.
Ensure that you participate in the orientation session. If the opportunity arises, get to meet your child's primary homeroom teacher. And from there on, you can network to find out what are the critical items that you need to get in terms of books.
Take the time to meet parents of other students in your child's class. Create parent WhatsApp groups to keep in touch. And on the note of technology, you can use it to save yourself time and money.
Utilize the available technology, such as social media, forwarding the list to other parents and saying, do you have any of these books that I can borrow or sell to me at a discounted price? Or you can also go on social media and post if you are selling books at a discounted rate.
There are also independent suppliers who have agreements with the school to offer textbooks at reasonable prices to parents. And for parents who are on a tight back-to-school budget, there is no need to make all your back-to-school purchases at once.
Do not get all stressed out about the total amount of the bill. Look at the critical items. Shoes, two uniforms, accessories, tie, socks, a pair of shoes, and so on. Because within that two-week period, you would have been preparing for another paycheck.
By the end of the first week, you should have an idea of the books, stationery, and other tools your child will need over the short term.
So the teacher will be able to tell them, you need literature book A, but you don't need the other two until the rest of the year. So you don't need to purchase four uniforms and two pairs of shoes and all the textbooks at once and so on.
Communication specialist for the CAC, Dorothy Campbell. A final word to adults. September means more traffic. Try leaving home at least half an hour earlier. This will cut your commute time and help you avoid traffic. As you head out, stay safe on the road and all the very best for the new school year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.